What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, August 5th, 2021. Sure happy it's Thursday. We have a lot to talk about today. It's been a very, very busy news day. We're going to try and fit as much news in as we can before we open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. So let's get right on into it. The saga of Governor Cuomo continues. And over at CNN, his brother, Chris Cuomo, has totally ignored his brother's scandal on his newscast. Don Lemon, who follows Chris Cuomo, went right into it after the handoff. And so there's a little bit of a feud going on over there where, you know, Chris Cuomo is obviously failing to address the scandal surrounding his brother. And it's resulted in criticism that this anchor should not be allowed to continue hosting that show. He is paid $5 million a year. Oh, boy, I wish I had that job. And now he's in a little bit of trouble. It's being suggested that he should take maybe a leave of absence while he advises his brother, Governor Cuomo, on the sex pest probe. And actually, apparently CNN suggested this back in May, according to a new report. The network is facing calls to fire him. He's obviously compromised for ignoring the scandal on air. And yeah, well, it's not like we expect a lot of integrity and objectivity from CNN. That ship sailed a long, long time ago. Meanwhile, over at Facebook, one of their top communications managers, Danny Lever, helped Governor Cuomo lead a smear campaign against one of the accusers, Lindsay Boylan, while he worked at Facebook. So, oh my goodness, Facebook has a bias there. And Lever apparently had worked for Governor Cuomo for 6 years before he joined Facebook. So a little bit of moonlighting over there. Now, Governor Cuomo's office basically came on out showing this document around that he had completed a mandatory sexual harassment training program back in 2019. See, he's reformed. He's cleaned up his act. He's a good person now. Well, it's come on out that the signature on the document regarding the sexual harassment training was fabricated. There's another, you know, phony from a career phony there. And Cuomo is basically in the doghouse. He is staying in the governor's mansion. He's not going out. He's not going to the office. He doesn't want to encounter the press. And so he's basically like Biden in his basement. Cuomo is, you know, becoming a misanthrope, I guess. Now, Cuomo isn't the only one dealing with these allegations. He's getting a lot more press coverage on it, but he's not the only one there. And over at the White House, Jen Psaki got very defensive when a reporter asked if Joe Biden's sexual assault of Tara Reid and other women should be investigated. And she hemmed and hawed and kind of danced around the issue and basically dismissing the whole thing. Tara Reid has responded on Twitter saying that... let's see. Reid responded by tweeting, "Ask Psaki, did I miss the investigation and litigation? I sure did not miss the smears and attacks on my character during Joe Biden's campaign as I came forward. Was it safe to come forward? I think not." So that is heating up as well. And, you know, Joe Biden's poll numbers are not doing very well, and that's probably a good reason. All righty. Interesting little observation coming on out from VDare. saying that the combination of the COVID getting out of control again, the resentment over the masks and forced vaccines and everything, coupled with the immigration crisis, is definitely going to play to the advantage of the Republican Party in the midterms and in the next general election. It's a huge political opportunity. It could work for Trump or it could work for DeSantis. So, their policies. Of course, the Democrats are going to try and cheat again, which is why it's really important that we keep as much public attention on the election fraud as possible to make it more difficult to steal the next time. All righty. Getting on to the January 6th kangaroo court, for lack of a better name here, a whistleblower has come forward exposing that the Department of Justice and the FBI are using dirty tricks to abuse and steamroll the rights of the January 6th defendants. Now, remember, they're being kept in prison. They're being denied contact with the outside. Members of Congress went over to basically verify the reports of the harsh treatment of these prisoners, and they were not allowed in, even though, as members of Congress, they have oversight responsibilities here. Now, a lot of police officers have come forward to say they want to testify before the January 6th commission. They're trying to testify, but Nancy Pelosi is blocking them from testifying because they are not following along with Nancy Pelosi's agenda. They saw things a little bit differently. As you know, we got treated to that dog and pony show of some uniformed officers up there on the stand crying and tearing and saying, oh my goodness, they were shouting freedom, but they said it so loud and I felt terrified. And these are the people that we trust to protect our public safety here. Jim Jordan is still angry that Nancy Pelosi would not allow him to serve on the January 6th commission. And he basically says the reason why is that, you know, Pelosi turned down an offer from President Trump for 15,000 National Guard troops to keep the peace. And so if Trump wanted a riot, why did he offer the troops? If Pelosi did not want a riot, why did she turn him down? And that is definitely a question that should be asked of her. And if everything is on the table, then she should be required to testify along with everybody else. Meanwhile, there's this weird double standard going on. The Black Lives Matter activists who are out there, well, causing all kinds of problems during the 2020 election, they're going to be awarded $70,000 for being banned from the Iowa State Capitol and fighting with the police officers. And a wife of one of the January 6th political prisoners is saying, you know, why are Black Lives Matter protesters being paid when they tried to storm the Capitol, and the January 6th protesters are being treated so harshly? I mean, there's one guy in there who literally walked into the Capitol building and took a selfie. That was it. That's all he did, and he shared the selfie, unfortunately, with some friends, one of whom snitched him out to the FBI, and he is now in jail for taking a selfie in what is often referred to as the people's house. So, anyway, a little bit of good news here. Devin Nunes is suing Rachel Maddow and MSNBC. He claims they hold extreme bias and ill will over the collapse of the Russian collusion narrative bust. Now, Rachel Maddow seems to be protected by the deep state. There was another lawsuit against her recently that was thrown out of court when the judge said, well, everybody knows Rachel Maddow isn't reporting the news. She's just expressing her opinion. That's what they expect of her, and you can't sue her for having an opinion. So I don't know how far this lawsuit is going to get, but it's just another reminder that Rachel Maddow and MSNBC, they are biased. They are not objective, and you almost missed the days of Edward R. Murrow, who was an icon in the news media, who always made it a point of telling both sides of a story, and that fairness, that objectivity, that showing both sides of the story, that has gone away. And our corporate media, it's liberal, 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 liberal. Conservatives are bad. White males are bad. And it's just day after day, the propaganda. And their ratings are showing it. The numbers are collapsing. People are tuning them off. Even the ones still watching don't trust them anymore. Trust in the corporate media, not to mention the government, is at an all-time record low. Okay, and for a good reason, I found this flashback story. According to Amber Lyon, a three-time Emmy Award-winning journalist, CNN is routinely paid by the U.S. and foreign governments to selectively report on certain events and, if needed, make up fake news stories. Okay, that's a revelation right there. You know, their business model is, you know, tell us what you want, pay for it, and we'll put it out there and claim that it's news here. All righty, getting into the issue of election fraud. There's a lot going on there. Down in Georgia, more counties are reporting voter fraud allegations, including Gwinnett, DeKalb, Fulton, and Clayton counties. And so they're starting to heat up over there. Down in Texas, Governor Abbott has ordered a special session of the legislature specifically to pass that voting integrity bill that all those Democrats left for Washington, D.C. To prevent from being passed. And by the way, it's being reported two of those Democrats are now vacationing in Portugal when they are supposed to be in session down there in Texas. Anyway, the latest poll is showing 90% of voters are concerned about election cheating, which means, we're winning the war for the minds of America. We're saying this is an issue and Americans are agreeing with us. Corporate media is saying, oh, it's all nonsense. Nobody's listening to them. 74% of the people polled support voter ID. And I would definitely agree with that. All right, getting into COVID. Here are COVID, there are COVID, everywhere are COVID. And they're trying to ramp the fear up again. We'll be talking about that here in a little bit. And there's an article over in speechmovement.org saying that the idea behind the vaccine mandates is the government wants you to surrender your health care decisions to private businesses who are not going to be thinking about what's best for your health, but how to extract the most money from you. And as I've said before, thinking that the medical establishment wants you to be healthy makes as much sense as thinking that the arms manufacturers want world peace. No, that's a healthy population is bad for business, world peace is bad for business, and we're in business to make money, not provide a service here. Okay, so let's see. Interestingly enough, there is a Republican senator that has introduced a bill that would make it mandatory for any state using a vaccine passport system to also use a voter ID system. Now, he's going to run into opposition. They're going to say, well, the two are not the same here. And, voter ID is racist, but vaccine ID is not racist and so forth and so on. But over in New York City, they've announced their vaccine passport program. You're going to need a vaccine passport for entry to events, restaurants, gyms. And they're calling it the Key to New York City Pass. It will go into effect later this month. Will also apply to employees of businesses using it. And so, yeah, it's your papers, please. Can we have your papers, please? Now, despite the growing reports of adverse effects from the Pfizer vaccine, the FDA responding to some serious arm twisting coming from the White House is going to fast track the approval of the Pfizer vaccine by early next month. And once it is FDA approved, then it will be seen as legal for governments and businesses to have forced vaccination programs. Remember, the U.S. law and the Nuremberg principle apply to experimental medical treatments, which is what these really are. But by forcing the FDA to put their stamp of approval on there, they can legally say, yes, you must get this vaccination. And if you die, you die. You know, too bad here. And with major corporations like Disney and Walmart saying they will require COVID-19 vaccines for employees, people are saying, well, what happens if I refuse? Well, you're going to get fired. Well, if you get fired for refusing a vaccine, can you collect unemployment benefits? And sadly, the answer is no. That if you are fired for refusing a vaccine, you can be denied unemployment benefits. So much for free choice about your personal health decisions here. Over in Great Britain, the 5 million double-jabbed British who received the AstraZeneca vaccine have been issued a travel warning, saying that there are now 13 European destinations that are refusing to accept certain batches of the vaccine that were made in India by Serum. And so they're saying that you may have gotten the vaccine, but it's not the vaccine that we're making money from, and so you are not allowed to travel. Meanwhile, speaking of travel, 12 of the 13 most vaccinated countries on the Johns Hopkins list are currently listed by the CDC as high or very high COVID-19 travel risk. Another reminder that the vaccines aren't really working, and all this talk about Delta variant is to try and hush that up. Okay. Now, we've been talking about the HMS Queen Elizabeth, Britain's new aircraft carrier. It's off there in the Western Pacific, annoying China. And their crew is all fully vaccinated, but they have more than 100 sailors who are down with COVID-19. So again, a reminder, the vaccine doesn't really seem to work, you know, but it makes money and that makes everything all right in the United States of America and apparently the United Kingdom here. Up in Iceland, they are 75% vaccinated. They just set a record for the highest new cases since the beginning of the pandemic. Down in Gibraltar, they have a 99% vaccine compliance rate as of last June 1st, and they're now seeing a 2,500% spike in COVID-19 cases per day. They have now issued into new lockdowns. And again, it's obvious these vaccines are not all that they are cracked up to be. All right. Now, earlier in the week, the director of the National Institutes of Health came out with this weird comment saying that parents who are vaccinated should wear masks at home to protect their unvaccinated children from COVID. Well, gee, that doesn't really make a lot of sense. If you're vaccinated, you're supposed to not have the disease and not pass it on. Of course, they're admitting that, yes, if you get the vaccine, you can still get COVID and you can still pass it on. And but there was a backlash against this comment, and now the director of the National Institutes of Health is kind of walking back and saying, well, maybe that is a little extreme here. All righty. In the Philippines, the mayor of Lapu-Lapu has issued... Oh, got to take a break for commercials. How time flies when you are being hysterical. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID-19, and I started before the commercial break talking about how down in the Philippines, the mayor of Lapu-Lapu issued an executive order which bans those who have not received a COVID-19 vaccine from entering supermarkets, department stores, and convenience stores. And starting on August 25th, the draconian restrictions will be increased. Basically, those who have not had the vaccine will be banned from much of public life. Very draconian and dictatorship. Unfortunately, it is coming here now. Over in Los Angeles, elected city officials introduced a motion just yesterday that would mandate eligible individuals provide evidence of a COVID-19 vaccination in order to enter certain indoor businesses, including restaurants, health clubs, and retail establishments. Pardon me. The proposal was put forth by City Council President Nuri Martinez and Council Member Mitch O'Farrell, both of them Democrats. This comes just a day after New York City unveiled a new program to implement similar restrictions meant to pressure residents into getting their vaccinations. And I worry about how hard they're pushing a known dangerous vaccination to treat a disease with such a low incidence of death there. It's about the same as the seasonal flu. And of course, now that we know the PCR test couldn't tell the difference between the flu and COVID, a lot of these cases claim to be COVID. We're in all probability the normal seasonal flu that, you know, everybody was scratching their heads and saying, oh, wow, we didn't have any flu this year. That's kind of weird here. Over at the Atlantic magazine, editor-in-chief Jeffrey Goldberg wrote an article or published an article from former Obama Homeland Security official Juliet Kayyem saying that unvaccinated people should be put on the no-fly list. And so, yeah, they're just cracking down right now on anybody who's like, you know, understandably concerned about these vaccines causing a great deal of harm. Anyway, Anthony Fauci is out there trying to ramp the fear up because, you know, we're not afraid enough. You know, a lot of people, you know, vaccine compliance is trending downward, tapering off. People are very, very concerned. They're not responding well to coercion and pressure, the $100 bribes or any of that stuff. So they're ramping up the fear, and Fauci is out there saying that a new variant worse than Delta is coming. And he says the COVID-19 cases may double. So this is Anthony Fauci out there going booga booga, booga booga, and you know, trying to ramp up the fear here a little bit. Oddly enough, there is a scientific journal paper, there's a paper, the Public Library of Science Biology Journal, and it's got this article by Dr. Hotez, who is himself funded by Anthony Fauci's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases since 1993, and he came on out suggesting it should be a federal hate crime to criticize Anthony Fauci. And really, that is just way, way, way over the top. Meanwhile, they're starting to talk about the Lambda variant. You know, we had the Delta variant. Now we've got the Lambda variant. It's down in Peru. They're saying it's about as severe as Delta. And meanwhile, in Pakistan, they claim there's yet another variant of COVID-19 called the Epsilon variant. And you know, they're going to keep on going through the entire Greek alphabet. And then when they get into Omega, I don't know, maybe they'll go to the Sanskrit alphabet or something like that. All right. There is an article over here in the Off Guardian. And the headline really says it all. Repeat after me, the PCR tests don't work. The PCR tests don't work to diagnose active infection with COVID-19 or anything else. That's not what it was designed to do. And, you know, if you run enough cycles, it'll show a positive even if you don't really have it. I mean, everybody's acknowledging there's been a lot of false positives with the PCR tests. And so they're talking about all the cases of COVID. No, what they're counting are the number of positive tests. Based on this very unreliable testing system. And we don't really have any kind of accurate information. Now, do you remember the Midazolam nursing home or care home scandal where a lot of these elderly people were given this Midazolam leading to their death? There was a gentleman investigating this case, Wayne Smith. He was about to take part in a major documentary about these nursing home deaths. He is now dead. How he died has not been made public, but frankly, I am suspicious. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. We will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID-19. And early on in the pandemic, you know, we were being spoon-fed all of this nonsense about wet labs, wet markets, rather, and bats in caves. And, you know, and anybody who said this may have been an accidental or even deliberate release from a biological weapons lab, we were called the tinfoil hat, you know, kooks, conspiracy nuts, whatever. Now, of course, the official story is saying, yes, it was a lab release, bad China, bad China, bad China. China, on the other hand, is saying that they were doing work on behalf of interests in the United States of America, and that they were funded in part by Anthony Fauci. And that has been established. Fauci lied before Congress. They haven't done anything about that yet. And Rand Paul was on One American News Network just yesterday saying that his researchers have identified two labs right here in the United States engaged in gain-of-function research. And if you're not sure what that means, it means taking a pathogen that can cause illness and engineering it, tinkering with it to make it more infectious in order to weaponize it. And so this work is going on. to create these biological weapons, and that the COVID-19 may have been shopped out to China to sort of hide what was going on with it. And also because, you know, it's cheaper to have China manufacture what you've designed than to do it here locally, I guess. China has come on back and said, yeah, you need to look really, if you want the source of this, you need to look closer to home. And they have reportedly pointed the finger at Fort Detrick, which is a U.S. military laboratory. It is the center of American biowarfare research. It's just one of the hundreds of such infectious disease laboratories in the United States. Now, during the Cold War, Fort Detrick was the main site for experimenting with things like, well, influenza and anthrax. And they were certainly in the news back in 2001 when it turned out that the anthrax that had been mailed to politicians and members of the media had come from the Fort Detrick lab and not some foreign government as originally suggested. So there was this international online petition demanding an investigation into Fort Detrick and its possibly being the source of COVID-19. That online petition was hacked over the weekend and taken down. The ISP is claiming that the hackers were based in the United States, but regardless of wherever they're based, it's obvious that somebody is very much afraid of a probe of Fort Detrick relative to COVID-19. And so, again, you know, signs of a cover-up. They want that to go away. The corporate media is still pushing the line. It's all China's fault. China should pay reparations. You know, we should nuke China. They're calling it the Chinese Communist Party flu or the Kung flu or whatever. I mean, the propaganda is just pouring out, you know, almost as fast as the vaccines are. Turning to the international news here, the Taliban is basically they're on the verge of capturing the city of Lashkar-Gah. The fighting has actually reached the outskirts of Kabul. It really is only a matter of time before the Taliban is back in control of Afghanistan, and America will have lost that war. There's really no other way to put it. This is our generation's version of Vietnam. And you think of all the lives that were lost and all the money that was spent, somewhere around $3 trillion with a T, poured into that adventure in Afghanistan, all for an oil pipeline right of way and access to cheap opium. So that's, yeah, we lost that one. Period. End of discussion here. Down in Israel, their defense minister, Benny Gantz, is still out there pounding the war drum against Iran. And they've dusted off this old propaganda canard, if you will, of Iran being just 10 weeks away from having enough nuclear quality uranium to build a bomb. And Israel's been making this claim for 30 years. 30 years have been saying Iran is just weeks away from a nuclear bomb, and it hasn't happened yet. And so Benny Gantz is over there screaming at the UN Security Council, saying it's time for UN action, including military action against Iran. Now, Israel has always wanted a war against Iran. It's they just want somebody else to fight it for them. So Gantz is out there calling for international military action against Iran, and the response he's getting is kind of lukewarm. And so now Benny Gantz is coming on out there saying, well, Israel's ready to go it alone against Iran with military action. And they're still pointing to those ships that were being interfered with in the Gulf area. And it's an obvious false flag to justify a war because, you know, why would Iran do such a thing when they're still hoping to get the United States to come back into the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action and, you know, at least reduce, if not remove, some of those sanctions? That would be the absolute last thing Iran would do. But think, you know, think of previous false flags, you know, like, well, like 9/11. It's a good one. That's it's just more of the same thing. So they go commit a few terror attacks. They blame Iran for it and say, you know, we're off to war. And my response to that is, here's your rifle, Benny. Here's your parachute. And we'll call Iran and tell them you are on your way to whip their butt all by yourself here. Little critique of the corporate media now. This is coming on out from Mondo Weiss about how the corporate media continues to ignore how Israel has been working to sabotage that Iran nuclear deal. They don't want that to go any further. They want to be able to say that Iran is a nuclear threat. The Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, basically, Iran was complying with it, which put serious curbs on their nuclear technology. You know, they're allowed to have nuclear technology for power generation, medical isotopes, industrial applications. All of this is allowed under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Agreement, which Iran has signed and ratified, and the United States has signed and ratified. Now, a little point that is lost in all this discussion is under the terms of the Non-Proliferation Treaty, the United States is obligated to go into Iran and help them build peaceful uses of nuclear technology like power stations, which is a really good way to make sure there isn't a bomb factory hidden in the basement like Israel insists Iraq did before they bombed their power station. And there was no bomb factory in the basement there. Israel is claiming that Iran's power station has a bomb factory in its basement, and there's no proof of that whatsoever. And I think they're projecting here, because it's now pretty much an open secret, that Israel has a bomb factory underneath the reactor complex at Dimona. So anyway, this article here is basically saying, you know, Israel has been openly, actively working to make sure this deal does not come back into effect, and the corporate media refuses to discuss it. Absolute, complete cover-up. Now, getting inside Israel, going back to Sheikh Jarrah, the village there, we were talking earlier in the week about how there was a judge who was saying, well, you know, we really think these settlers now own the land. They didn't buy it. They didn't pay for it. They just went on in and said, you know, God gave us this land. And that the Palestinians could stay there as long as they surrendered the ownership rights to the land and agreed to pay rent to stay in their homes. Well, the Palestinian families are basically saying that's a ridiculous, dumb deal, and we're not going to go for it. You know, they're saying they are the legal owners of that land, and they refuse to concede the land rights to the Israelis. So we'll see what happens. You know, it's going to unfortunately get ugly. All righty. Interesting little news coming out of the Navy, and it's not about the problems with the Gerald R. Ford or the littoral combat ships or the rest of it. There is a process by which personnel are considered for promotion, and some years ago, they decided not to include photographs of the officers in question in order to basically make the selection process a lot more fair, because the officers would be judged solely on their merits and not their appearance. Well, the Navy is going to reverse that decision and start including photographs on these files, because not enough black officers were being promoted when they were considering just the merits of the case. And so now the Navy is going into a quota system. We've got to have so many black officers. And I wonder if this kind of thinking is what led to those collisions out in the Pacific a couple of years ago, where the crews who were obviously undertrained and underqualified rammed a couple of Arleigh Burkes into a container ship and a tanker. And I remember, the online Navy personnel saying, they deliberately attacked us. They took this, multi-billion dollar cargo ship and just rammed it into our Arleigh Burke. And just really silly on the face of it here. So let's talk about the economic news now. And we're looking at how private homes are being bought up by large investment concerns. Bill Gates is buying up farmland like crazy. So is China, for that matter, which is a little bit of a problem there. And there seems to be a campaign against private home ownership anymore, that we're being driven to be a nation of renters. And so there's this article that came out of Zero Hedge basically saying that we're looking at a new feudalist society where the wealthy land-owning nobility, the 1%, control the rest of us and, basically taking us back to a feudalist society. Now, a lot of people, when they read the Declaration of Independence, they miss the real intention of that phrase, all men are created equal, because it was basically an attack on the idea of the nobility, that there were inherited noble traits, that if you were born into a noble family, you were automatically better than everybody else. And the founding fathers said, no, we're not going to have that. You know, when you are born, you are on an even footing with everybody else, and whatever you accomplish in life is going to be based on your own merits and your own work ethic and your own skills and talents. And, if you want to work and become successful, you'll become successful. And if you just want to goof off and hunt and fish and everything, well, you can do that too because it's a free society. Alrighty, out in Los Angeles, kind of an interesting little story. There's a Valley Village woman, Deborah Todd. She's 64, and she was basically on Gower Street where it goes underneath the 101 freeway, and I know exactly where that is because I used to work in Hollywood. And she was trying to hand out food and other things to the homeless who are camped out there, but they basically blocked the entire sidewalk. And so she stepped into the actual street where she was hit by a car, and she is now suing Los Angeles for failing to maintain a proper walkway through the homeless tents. You look at the scale of the homelessness in this country, you cannot help but understand something has gone horribly wrong with the so-called American dream. And I remember Carlin, George Carlin, saying they call it the American dream because you have to be asleep to believe it. But you look at the scale of the homelessness. I mean, there's always been, some homelessness a little bit. But you look at the scale of it today, and it just tells you something has gone very wrong with our economic and social systems here. Getting into immigration, Republicans are basically slamming Joe Biden and Kamala Harris' handling of the border crisis. This was started by these drone images that went viral a few days ago showing 1,000 migrants being held by the Border Patrol in Mission, Texas. Excuse me. And they were basically just sitting underneath the Ansel Douse Bridge on the southern border between Mexico and the United States. Well, the White House was quick to respond to that, saying this is all Donald Trump's fault, that Biden is trying to improve a system that was broken when we took office. Yeah, they stopped the construction on the border wall, and, they're defunding the border control authorities. We reported on that one yesterday. And they're continuing to offer all kinds of free stuff to the illegal immigrants, which is a violation, I might add, of Title VIII. Another story here. This is from Blabberbuzz. The Border Patrol is not checking these illegal migrants that are being released into the United States for COVID or any other illness. They're not being tested at encounters. unaccompanied children and family units are moved out of custody quickly because they're jammed there. If they are infected and do not have obvious symptoms, they get sent on out. So legal American citizens are being forced to practice social distancing. We're being forced to wear masks, which don't really work. We're being forced into vaccinations with unsafe and experimental ineffective gene therapies, unreliable testing kits, and restrictions on travel. But the illegals just stroll across the border and are promptly delivered to slightly red districts all over the country without being tested. We got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
Welcome back to our show here. We're still talking about immigration here. And on Tuesday, a federal judge blocked Texas from allowing state troopers to stop vehicles carrying migrants on the grounds they may spread COVID-19. This was basically something Governor Abbott was calling for. And a federal judge said, no, they can drive anywhere they want, and give whoever they want COVID-19. And if you're upset about getting COVID-19, well, that just means you're a racist. Alrighty, now, responding to this crisis down at the border, the Biden administration is now going to offer COVID vaccines to migrants who are currently in U.S. custody along the Mexico border. Of course, those who've already been released, they're out there infecting people, and most of them were released without even bothering giving them a court date because none of them ever show up anyway. monthly illegal immigration to the United States reached the highest level last month since the year 2000, according to Representative Chip Roy of Texas, and basically, he posted online a breakdown of preliminary illegal immigration totals from July, where he states that last month hit the highest level since 2000 with more than 205,000 border crossers encountered by federal immigration officials and 37,000 known gotaways. And that means illegal aliens who crossed the border and were not arrested. I'm not sure how he comes out to that number, but that's basically where it is. Over 19,000 unaccompanied children were stopped at the U.S. border in July. By the way, one of the things I really like about One American News Network is they have this daily display they put up of what illegal immigration is costing the American taxpayers, how many immigrants are coming in on a daily basis. And it's very scary looking at what all this costs at a time when our nation really cannot afford it. Speaking of not being able to afford it, just days after Senate Democrats threatened to use reconciliation to push through an amnesty plan for illegal immigrants, the Biden administration announced plans to spend a fortune of your taxpayer money to provide lawyers to border jumpers so they can fight the government's efforts to deport them. And I don't think that's representative of the will of the American people here. So Ron DeSantis is out there. He's on the war path against Biden. He says, why don't you do your job and secure the border? And until you do that, I don't want to hear anything about COVID-19. So I would tend to agree. I would absolutely agree with that. You know, let's see. Democrats are pushing a plan to allow illegal aliens to work in the United States, which is a Title VIII violation, I might add. All righty, we're coming up here on station identification. Should be hearing music. There it is. And we're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we will be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.